Back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Now it's time for Quest of Hinduism. This is an interaction between you and us. Today's topic is
Avatar. Avatar Rahasya. Why the Bhagwan Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, take the avatar on this earth?
You can call us with your comments and suggestions at 832-704-9273. Again, the number is 832-704-9273.
Basically, we understand that, and most people understand that the Lord take avatar or descend here on earth to establish Sanatan Dharma and human civilization, and sometimes to help celestial gods, like the Supreme Lord Vishnu, takes the birth on or takes a human form and comes down to earth to help us. You know. And so that help can be for many reasons and purpose and different forms. So we want to discuss that today, why Lord takes the avatar on this earth.
Avatars need not necessarily be that of Mahavishnu. Shiva avatar also has happened. Many different deities have taken different avatars. And of lately, the modern Avatar is that movie that came, which has got nothing to do with the Avatar we are talking about today.
And there is also a Bollywood movie, Dashavatar. Which is just it's a mockery of Hindu Dharma.
Yes, that is sad. But the Avatar has a purpose. Avatar has a kind of a significant kind of an impact on every organism that is connected with that presence. And each of those avatars, when it happens, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. So I come whenever as is needed, and I am there to protect the good and destroy the destruction of the evil. We all go through so many things in our lives, but you know, at times when you get this connection through the Supreme Being, whichever form he comes from, in whichever matter, you know, even if you go and experience that, you know, that itself is kind of makes you change your life. And when real avatars happen, how much of goodness happens and destruction grows.
So we know the Lord is omnipotent.
Yes.
He can do anything. He doesn't have to come here to do all this protection of the Dharma and to protect the good people and destroy the demons and stuff like that. He doesn't have to come here. But he does come here for. So there must be some another reason why he takes the human form on this earth.
Correct, Kanti Bhai. You're absolutely right. Purely from Sankalp Matra, he can generate entire universes. So why should he be involved in a teeny mini universe and sit there and play with demons that he doesn't have to, that he can destroy with just a mere thought?
It is a deliberate descent on the graciousness of the Lord. We can call him by any name whatsoever. you know, we have so many religions. Why do we have so many religions? It's also the kind of function of the deity or the God, the supreme being. It has to be kind of a, you know, impact on many different type of people, groups or whatever. So I feel even when they worship the different form, it is avatar of our, my God. So each of us have our special kind of inclination to stick on to somebody. And that is also an avatar. Whether you call Buddha avatar with Buddhism or Mahavira as Jainism, as whatever you call whoever, you know, you can call even Lord Jesus as a avatar of. To me, I respect every being as such, because once you see God in every being, it is kind of you go to a different realm of understanding. So, and I think this descent had a purpose.
So what you're saying, Taraji, is to fulfill wish of a bhakta or devotee, he takes this form. Rather, no, it is the devotee's wish that he wants to see, or he wants to his Lord do something.
Yes, and when he does the avatar, he does the whole bunch of leelas that is reflected upon our each of our actions when we want to do something right and something wrong. When Krishna lives and shows us, you know what to follow. But no stealing butter. Even that I think we can do. What do you say, Kambatiji? I'm sorry. I'm still thinking.
Kambatiji is always here with us in spirit.
I think so, yes.
But you know, Kandibai, you are right. He descends for the pleasure of his devotees. And his pastimes here are called his leelas. Sanskrit, leela, means his pastime. So the first thing is, when whichever deity you're talking about, when he descends or she descends, they are not in human form. They appear to be in human form, but they are not a human form. In fact, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that fools deride him when he descends in the human form because they fail to recognize him. So the avatars descend in a form that we can appreciate, that we are drawn to, that we are attracted to, that we can relate to. Mm-hmm. But they're not human. So they are there to show us ways and educate us on what is the right path. For instance, the avatars that we are all familiar with and pleasantly attracted to, Ramavatar is a Maryada Purushottama avatar. So Ram shows us what are relationships with each other, father, son, husband, wife, brother, mother, son, parent, son. So Ram shows us how we must interact with each other and with society in general. So Ram avatar is a Maryada Purushottama avatar. He establishes maryadas and principles to which we should all aspire to. And the most important being truth and compassion. So different avatars have different leelas, different pastimes, and therefore serve different purposes to educate us. Avatars descend not only on our planet. The Srimad Bhagavat says that avatars descend in every realm, in different planets. Mm-hmm. Ours is but one universe, and sure, avatars descend in all other universes. And they descend, and so that's a term, descension. They come down to show us mercy. But then there are certain devotees that need no such descension, such as Narsi. Narsi himself was granted mercy by Lord Shiva himself, mm-hmm, and was taken to Raslila, where he then saw Krishna and Radha performing Raslila, mm-hmm, by the divine mercy of Lord Shiva himself. And then Narsi Bhagat writes the bhajan about the Nathri. Radha dropped her Nathri. Krishna made, this was an educational purpose for Radha. Narsi was brought to the Ras Leela by Lord Shiva to teach Radha a lesson, mm-hmm, or to show Radha something. So Krishna's mercy works in so many ways, and there are so many educational purposes that he descends for, or in one form or the other, throughout the entire universe and other universes indeed.
Yes, and to really, Narsi Bhagat was not that far in history. He was like 300-400 years ago.
Yes, absolutely. It was recent times.
Yeah, more recent, yes. And so the legend says that Lord came personally to fulfill his wishes or to get him out of trouble 50 times during his lifetime.
Yes.
In different ways.
So, listeners, you can join in the conversation by calling our studio at 832-704-9273. We're discussing the different avatars.
And Taraj is correct. The avatar can be in different form or different deities. But in the Bhagavad Purana, it's basically for the Vishnu or Narayana taking the form, come here as avatar. So there are 24 avatars mentioned in Bhagavad Purana, and there are 10 main avatars. So there is a misconception among the people. So somebody says it's an Ansa avatar or it's not full potential. But it's not there. Avatar is always full. It has a full potential, but it only shows part of the potency for particular purpose.
Correct. The avatar, when they descend, they demonstrate certain abilities. For instance, Ram never claimed Ishwarya, but then when he returned from Ayodhya after being victorious, he became Anek from Ek. And so that is the only time Ram demonstrates his Ishwarya. Krishna, on the other hand, never hid that his Ishwarya. And he never hid his talents and his abilities. But that does not make Ram less of an avatar, Krishna more of an avatar, or Shiv less of an avatar. These are all 100%.
All avatars are Puna avatars.
All avatars. You know, and this goes back to our little shloka, Purna Madam. You know, so that which is Purna, and that which is infinite, if you take something from that which is infinite, then this shloka tells us that which is taken is infinite, and that which remains is also infinite. And so the educators that make the distinction between the different avatars demonstrate their ignorance by claiming that one avatar is higher or lower or more potent or less potent. It is absolutely folly to say that. They are always
like
full potency.
It's just like genome. You take your sample from hair or from saliva or from skin, it still shows the complete...
The complete human genome is there. The complete genetic makeup is there. Yeah. So, you know, that is interesting. So when life starts, life starts from even one cell. For humans, it starts from two. And that is a complete being. You know, the seed of an oak tree has an entire oak tree within it. So, absolutely correct. To think that a seed is less powerful than the mighty oak tree is nothing but foolishness, because one day that seed has the potential to become the oak tree itself.
Yes.
It has every ability.
Blueprint.
Has the entire blueprint.
Whether it's taken from the skin or seed or leaf.
Correct. Absolutely.
I'm just looking at a quote by Swami Vivekananda. And let me first read it to you. He quoted, "Life is short, but the soul is immortal and eternal. And one thing being certain, death. Let us therefore take up a great ideal and give up our life to it. Let us this be our determination. May the Lord, who comes again and again for the salvation of his own people, to quote from our scriptures, may Krishna bless us and lead us to the fulfillment of all our aims." So, nothing can bear more clearly what this celebrated saying of Sri Krishna is. Yada yada hi dharmasya. Whenever virtue subsides and irreligion prevails, I create myself for the protection of the good and destruction of the all. And I come time to time. This is the idea in India that God descends. And since the dawn of history, no missionary went out of India to propagate the Hindu doctrines. Wherever virtue subsides, immortality pervades to help the world. It is to not just one country, but good ethical code to be followed all over the world, wherever, whatever principles you may kind of think of. It is the Gita of Lord Krishna who has candidly said that I do come in the form to protect the good and destroy the evil.
You know, the Srimad Bhagavat says the exactly same thing. It says, Ete kamas kala pumsa Krishna tu Bhagwan swayam Indrani Vyakulam Lokat Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. So Srimad Bhagavat says the exact same thing, that Krishna descends as one form or another, wherever it does. Mm-hmm. So then we get back to why is it that the Lord descends? Why is it that he must descend? And then you start to say, okay, so he descends for the pleasure of his devotees. That's the one thing. To protect that which is dharma, that is another. For destruction of that which is adharma, that is another. And then lastly, he descends for each one of us. And that is the crux of everything. The fact that we celebrated Janmashtami yesterday, the Lord came out. He manifested at midnight. So why midnight? Why does he manifest at midnight? And then Krishna manifested in a prison, no less. He manifested with four arms as a Chaturbhuj Roop. And then at the request of Devaki Mata, he went back to being the little Laddu Gopal that everybody is so akarshit to, that is so drawn to. So why that?
So Devaki Mata wanted to see him as a human form with his full potency. You cannot really love that as much as you can love a small newborn child.
Correct.
And the earlier literature says, why Lord created this world, says, Leela Vattu Kevalam. Yes, it's his Leela. So he created this world, that was his Leela, and he wants to visit this his world, what he created, once in a while. So that is his avatar, also for Leela.
Correct. So getting back to last night, midnight per se. So Krishna manifests at night, in a prison no less. And in the Gita, you find a little hint of why he does that. So most of the world is sleeping at midnight, except for Krishna's devotees. So when a devotee is awake, waiting to bring in the Lord, while the rest of the world sleeps, the Gita calls such a person a Muni, someone who is more advanced on the way to self-realization. So at the end of it, the world ceases to exist, as far as you and I are concerned, when we either go to sleep or when we die. So we must then realize that each of us will face death at some point. And so what happens after death? So with us facing death, and you know, we've brought this drishya before, where Yudhishthir is asked, what is the most incredible thing that he sees when the other Pandavas have been killed by the water, by the lake? And Yudhishthir says it is the fact that man never contemplates his own death. He sees death everywhere. So Krishna manifests to bring relevance and permanence to that which in which everything else is impermanent. Everything else is changing. Everything else is nashwant. So we have to take responsibility for ourselves, and we have to realize the first thing is we don't have a soul. We are the soul. We have a body. Mm-hmm. So that is easier said than done. So we have to realize we are the soul living through this body. And Krishna is manifesting inside a prison, and our prison is Maya. And it is Maya that is not holding us hostage. It is us that is willingly holding on to Maya as prisoners.
To the Maya, yes.
Right? So we are the ones that are self-imposed prisoners. And Krishna, by his mercy, descends in the darkness, amidst the darkness of that which is prison, for us to show us a way out, to show us how we must then become disengaged from that which is Maya and engage in spiritual knowledge and spiritual journey, which ultimately culminates in self and God realization. And that is the purpose of Janmashtami. Janmashtami is to manifest Sri Krishna, or whoever you believe in, within each of our hearts, and change our ways now, because the clock is ticking. And the clock never stops. and one day we shall stop. The clock will continue ticking, but for us the clock will stop. And so we have to manifest Krishna within our hearts, and we have to realize that when we manifest Krishna in our hearts have to be clean, have to be clean. And that's where devotional service comes in. The bhakti, the fasting, all that is self-purification. The purpose is self-purification. And without self-purification, you cannot manifest Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to be pure to invite him in
a heart, correct? Yeah. Cannot have a filthy heart. So listeners, join in the conversation if you wish. You can call our studios at
राम ते नाम बड़ बरदायक बरदान रामा बरदायक बरदान राम चरित सत कोट में लिय महेश जिय जान रामा लिय महेश जिय जान सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर रामचंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम राम नाम नर केसरी राम नाम नर केसरी कनक कसी पुगल काल रामा कनक कसी पुगल काल जापक जन प्रहलाद जिम पाली ही दल सुरसाल रामा पाली ही दल सुरसाल सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कथा विस्तार रामा अमित कथा विस्तार सुन आचर जुना मान है जिनके बिमल विचार रामा जिनके बिमल विचार सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम कथा सुर धेनु सम सेवत सब सुख दान रामा सेवत सब सुख दान सत समाज सुर लोक सब को न सुने अस जान रामा को न सुने अस जान सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र पद जय शरणम शंकर हरि ओम जय जय सिया राम सियावर राम चंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय
George O. Brown, could you give us an update as to what is happening?
Sure. Before I say that one, I'm at the Maheshwari Mahasabha Narika campsite. And can you believe it, at a campsite, they're celebrating such a nice Janmashtami. I just got wet completely because somebody did a mucky fold or not watching carefully. And it is such a fun event and the whole community is enjoying so much. So Janmashtami is fortunate to have such a funful event in Hinduism. So everybody enjoys it, and this is one event where the kids enjoy the most. I will start with the kids, by the way, Taraji. This year, we have a very special program for the kids, starting from Mucky Fold, and we have art contest, and then, of course, we have costume contest. And this year, ISKCON Temple is being very special, something to do with bubbles, and it's going to be spectacular. So if we have kids, please make sure you come by 6:30 at least, so you can see the costume contest and all those good things.
Yes, the kids zone has been established this year, which is very, very special. And even the purpose of celebrating Janmashtami is the birth of Lord Krishna and his playful pastures. And I think we are concentrating on that, and I'm glad that, yes, go ahead.
And we're very fortunate that we have done a partnership with ISKCON this year. ISKCON celebrating 50 years of with Prabhupada journey from Calcutta to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I get inspiration from him because even at the age of 59, when he's traveling, he had two heart attacks. Even then, after coming to this country at that age with a heavy accent, he was a hero. He has really done a great job. And
reached out
that,
to every kind of a country, every continent, of a very, very small kind of a beginning to where he reached heights of, you know, Krishna consciousness.
And because of his blessings, we have a guest. We never thought we can have a guest like that. Mm-hmm. From a Ford family, Henry Ford, great grandson, Alfred Ford, also known as Amrish Dhar. He is our chief guest.
Mm-hmm.
Saraji, he's just fine just to attend our program.
Right. Very gracious of him to do that, to participate at the Janmashtami festival. And I think, you know, we also having some other interesting features like Pulonki Holi. We are getting about 250,000 flowers?
Yes, sir.
25,000.
We call him out of the box, Sanjay Jaju. He's the man behind it.
Really?
And he's bringing this year 1 million flower petals. 1 million.
Petals.
Because, you know, we're
going
to have a huge crowd, and we want everyone to enjoy it. This is the part I really enjoy the most.
And we do have a live band of Dandiya Ras, like always.
Yes. And the funny is that a lot of people, some people, for some reason, they cannot play Dandiya, whatever the reasons are.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Pulonki Holi is one everybody plays. I'll tell you, a few years ago, one of us, junior worker, a very good worker, her name is Radha Dixit.
Mm-hmm.
And I played Pulonki Holi with her. I still remember very well how much we enjoyed both of us.
Yeah, I know. That is kind of, you know, the joy and the bhakti and all of it joining together. I think it's going to be a wonderful evening. We as Hindus will all have to unite and show our strength. You know, that recent kind of a news from Bharat gave me a little bit of a rethinking how we should stimulate the unity of ourselves. And I think Hindus of Greater Houston started it. And I think we should keep this festival more as a landmark event of show Hindus as strength for love and friendship.
Saraji, you rightly said we are going to have 10 beautiful temples on the day. 10 temples are coming. Yes, having a temple is a very tough talk because you have to decorate so much and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been fortunate every year we get 6, 8, up to 10. 10 is the maximum we can have. And once again, this year also we will have 10 temples. And close to all together there will be 65 booths.
Yes. And
a lot of commercial booths.
Yes, Sanatan Hindu Center, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, will be having a booth over there, and we will be kind of, you know, partnering with you. I know you're getting a sponsorship with us for 30 minutes, and I think that is going to improve our strength as well as our quality of programming, which I look forward to doing it here on after the Janmashtami. You concentrate on our radio program too, Vijayji.
Saraji, the good thing with the modern technology, now we have internet. You don't need to tune into the radio station. You can just go to the app and listen to the radio program.
Yes.
But I must say one thing about Sanatan radio program. Nobody plays bhajans like our radio station plays.
Agree.
Really, I'm a North Indian, South Indian. Both of us came from North India, but I'm born and raised in South India. I love both South Indian music and North Indian. So this is one station. I like it so much because you're the one who plays a lot of Carnatic music, a lot of South Indian music, and that makes me feel very good about it.
Yes, we have integrated into one, and Kambatiji's vision is really, and I'm glad, thank you for, you know, honoring him too, because, you know, his voice has always been there, and thank you so much, Vijayji.
That's something that we'll spend like 2 minutes on him. Padma Kanji is a pioneer in bringing not only just this radio program. In those days, it was very rare somebody can do this one. But he's also the founder of Hindus of Greater Houston. I know I've been working for only, I mean, first year. I can say there are very few people up to that age, where in late 70s, he was still coming to Janmashtami, he was gung-ho about Janmashtami, he had blessings. So we all need to come and recognize him on that day, and the Padma Kanji family will be there. So I'm requesting all the listeners, today we have this radio station because it's Padma Kanji's vision, and today the entire Houston is listening. This is the part where we can all listen to it. So my request, Panaji, to you is, let's make sure that everybody comes and they will recognize Padma Kanji. I think we'll all feel good about it.
Yeah, thank you so much. On the behalf of the Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, I thank you for joining us in today's program, and we look forward to seeing all of you listeners at the Janmashtami celebration.
And we're going to have a crowd between a huge crowd, and if you need more information, please go to our website, hindusassistance.org.
Okay, plenty of parking space and everything. We have taken care of all that.
Parking is not in our hands, but we can always park in the discovery lane. It's more reasonable. But you want to, this is on the day, this is like a big temple. When you come in, you take out your shoes, you will be properly greeted when you come. So this is a very different special. Maybe it will be a little inconvenient to park the car. But look at the program, what in our control, as Hindu tradition, we had done everything what we can do in our control to make your journey, the temple, or the mosque comfortable.
Very good. We will definitely be there, volunteer as much as we can. Our help is always there, and
Balaji,
we look forward to it.
You were there last night at the ISKCON temple, right?
Yes.
Have you ever seen such a large crowd in Houston before?
It was a good turnout because, you know, there were two times of aarti, and at 6 o'clock aarti, when I tried to even come in and park, it took me 40 minutes on the street to even enter that Ella Boulevard. So it was so crowded, and I can imagine what happened inside the temple too. But after the first aarti, we did have kind of a little some people left, and so thank God we could even come in and park. And then, again, when I was there, it was so blissful to see Radha Nila Madhav. And today, even I sent you an email saying, when Krishna name is beautiful, and beautiful is made more beautiful, he becomes Radha Nila Madhava.
Last night, in family for 35 years, I'd never seen a crowd like that at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
What a crowd, and what a beautiful arrangement.
Correct.
We all thank the temple doing such a wonderful job. Even though the crowd was incredible, and guess what? The food was sufficient.
Yes.
No complaint about the food. Everybody got the food. I was eating it late night at around 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And they took more food and served everybody. And that's what goes. That's a great thing about ISKCON temple.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of service they provide is incredible.
Yeah. Very well planned, and it was very enjoyable and very blissful. And we look forward to having a wonderful evening on 12th September, 6 p.m. George R. Brown Convention Center. Do join us. And thank you, Vijayji, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. એ તો માતા જશોદાનો લાડકો, હારે એને ભાવે છે મહિડાનો વાડકો, હારે એ તો માતા જશોદાનો લાડકો, હારે એને ભાવે છે મહિડાનો વાડકો, હારે બલરામ નો ભૈયો નંદ નો છૈયો ખેલે ગો કુળિયા ગામ
ગામમાં,
એ हरे वाला कृष्ण कन्हैयो बंसी बजैयो खेले गो कुलिया गाम मा
हरे वाला कृष्ण कन्हैयो बंसी बजैयो खेले गो कुलिया गाम
मा
listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on the internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org. Our studio number is 832-704-9273. Next Saturday is Janmashtami at George R. Brown Convention Center. Our booth will be there. You're welcome to visit our booth. And we'll have some giveaways, we're going to have some Tulsi plants. Whoever wants it, they can actually call us at 832-704-9273 to reserve one, or you can come up to the booth and we'll have some there. And we will be happy to meet you there. And now it is time for our closing. This radio show is supported by listeners like you and by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273 and we'll take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to you, all artists, producers, and publishers, for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM 83, or by logging on to www.sanatanhinducenter.org. Have a blissful week ahead by the grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And now it is time for Mangalam, Mangal of all United States of America, welfare, Kalyan of all.
मानव की हर कृति मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो नव मंगल धरती मंगल हो गति मंगल हो स्थिति मंगल हो मति मंगल हो प्रीति मंगल हो धरती का कण कण मंगल हो जीवन का क्षण क्षण मंगल हो मानव की हर कृति मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल मंगल